Hey, I'm glad you're checking my site this week. Boy, a lot's going on as far as national politics right here in Louisiana. This little old state has become the focal point of a lot of the presidential election on the Republican side. President Bush was down in the New Orleans area at a summit conference with the president of Canada, as well as Prime Minister of Canada, the president of Mexico, as I'm sure a lot of you read. But while he was here, there was local politics involved. He attended a fundraiser for John Kennedy, our state treasurer down in Louisiana. Made a lot of people in Baton Rouge kind of angry because the president came in on a non-public affairs mission. He was not here in any official business. Tied up all the downtown traffic and the interstate traffic for an hour and a half as he made his way across town in Baton Rouge for a private fundraiser on behalf of Kennedy. And like I say, there was no public purpose to his trip. A lot of people wondered about the propriety of shutting down the interstate and causing all that disruption for an awful lot of people just to go to a political event when he could have gotten here about as quick by his limousine coming up the interstate from New Orleans, a helicopter, or really having the fundraiser in New Orleans. Shouldn't have been here in the first place if you wanted to look out for the average citizen. So a lot of controversy about that. Big news is that, John McCain is in town all this week, or for several days this week in New Orleans. Had a private meeting on Wednesday night that wasn't reported in the press with our governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal. Now, of course, the hot rumor is that Jindal's on the short list to be vice president on a McCain ticket. And apparently there's enough legitimate expression out of Washington to know that is correct. I've got some friends up there, family members in the press, who tell me that in the final cut, the final three or four being considered, that Jindal is right in that mix, that he brings a lot to a McCain ticket. And apparently that was the purpose of the secret meeting at Commander's Palace Restaurant in New Orleans on Wednesday night. Jindal really knows that Commander's Palace menu, I guess. He was there on Monday night with the president, on Wednesday night with the guy that could be the next president. So Commanders has a lot of allure. Why would McCain look at a new governor of Louisiana, fairly unknown throughout the country, named Bobby Jindal? Well, quite frankly, if you're just looking at the bottom line, regardless of your political persuasion, it does make a lot of sense for McCain to consider Jindal. And I think Republicans and Democrats alike would certainly in Louisiana would like to have the vice president from this state if McCain would be successful in winning, although that's still a long hill presidential fight coming up. Jindal is much younger than McCain, offsetting his age. He has his certain degree of experience. You know, he's been in federal public office as much or longer than Barack Obama has, having served two terms in Congress. He served in Washington as the executive director of a bipartisan health care commission set up by Senator John Brough from Louisiana. Was there several years, ran the higher education board in Louisiana before that, also was head of the Department of Hospitals. So he's got a wealth of executive experience far beyond Obama, Clinton, or McCain, quite frankly. I know he's young, he's 36, but again, that offsets the McCain older years. He's an Indian American. The ethnic tie kind of helps put a little better balance on the feelings that Republicans are primarily older white guys, and Jindal certainly brings a balance there. Off to a good start in Louisiana. Approval ratings are over 70%, has a good grip on the legislature. So if you figure it out on paper and look at the scrutiny he will receive if he is nominated, then Jindal pretty much passes those tests. Now, there's a long way to go, obviously, but even though the Democrats of this stage seem to be self-imploding with one another, attacking one another, we still do have a long way to go, and it'll be interesting to see how all that mix takes place. But I'll keep you posted on my blog site as to the rumors I hear. Jindal's accomplished a lot. What's next is he's got a big week coming up, speaking to the press club up in Washington, D.C., I believe on Tuesday. On Monday night, he'll be on the Jay Leno show, the Tonight Show. Some people wonder what's next. Is he going to have his own TV series? Remember, he loved the Brady Bunch, changed his name to Bobby out of the Brady Bunch. Maybe it's going to be the Jindal Bunch coming up. But I do share that with you. Hope you have a good week. Glad you're listening to my podcast. Hope you'll take the time to take my poll and look over some of the other features on the cast, and I'll have a new column for you next week. Take care and have a nice weekend.